This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Well, we don't like it. I believe they'll be opening up something else. And I was very tough. I spoke with her when I heard they were closing. And I said, you know, this country's done a lot for General Motors. You better get back in there soon. That's Ohio. And you better get back in there soon. So we have a lot of pressure on them. You have senators. You have a lot of other people. A lot of pressure. They say the Chevy Cruze is not selling well. I say, well, then get a car that is selling well and put it back in. So I think you're going to see something else happen there, but I'm not happy about it. Their car is not selling well, so they'll put something else. I have no doubt that in a not-too-distant future, they'll put something else. They better put something else in.
I got to tell you, I really like Trump. When he does those things, he's so right. He's saying, GM, we bailed you out. We gave you, what, $60, $70 billion. They've kept $10 billion of it. They're shutting down factories in three American cities. Trump says, you're not setting them down in Mexico or China. What are you talking about? He's like, no, you're going to build something here. You just wait. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. And there are people, he's strong-arming capitalists. What do you care, leftists? What do you care? Do you think they really care about the capitalism? And what's interesting, unions, do you care? You still going to vote Democrat? Here's a guy saying, we're going to fight for you to keep businesses where you are the ones who are benefiting, the United Auto Workers. But Trump sees the bigger picture. Unions, oh, the Democrats care about us. They care so much about you, they chased all your business away, and Trump is bringing it back. And GM says, we're going to move these factories, and we're shutting them down. We're not selling the Cruze. Well, then make a different product. Bring something over that you're making a lot of. You know, this is exactly what Trump's like. No, you're not going to mess with my trade deficit. I mean, me working on the trade deficit. Love this guy. How? I mean, so forward-thinking. And what's funny is he's got the left in a hard spot. He's talking about bringing union business back to the United States and threatening a company. Who talks often about that?
I don't like stupid capitalists. Those capitalists are terrible people.
Maybe not so terrible when the Democrats want to use them for their own purposes. But how do you use them?
We like the GM left move those plants.
See, this is what's called a conundrum. And Donald Trump knows how to do it. He's saying, I'm going to give you a conundrum. You're going to bring them back.
He's strong-armed Carrier. Carrier didn't leave because the president, he'll set a precedent.
He'll set a precedent of people staying in the United States with their companies. What kind of president?
Who does he think he is?
He's the guy that's the leader of the largest economy in the world. That's who he is. And if GM is smart, they're going to pay attention. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, 844-551-8255. Donald Trump does what nobody is willing to do. He doesn't care what you think about him and these GM. He's like, you're gonna listen. You're going to pay attention. And he's looking at it from all different angles. So, I mean, the shame factor. Oh, you're going to build in China and Mexico, but you're not going to build in the United States. Oh, I got a problem with that. And then he dares the Democrats, say something. Come on, I want to hear you. Say something. What would you possibly say? It's got him in a rock and a hard place. And that's how you keep an economy moving, is when you understand how it works. And you say to people, you're not getting away with this. How much money? 60, whatever. It was billions of dollars. And I remember doing the math. $10 billion of it never got paid back. And Barack Obama, I saved GM. You didn't save Jack, dude. You gave them $10 billion. Let me ask you, what company could you not save if you gave them $10 billion free dollars? Who could you not save? I get it that that's not a lot of money these days with Facebook and Apple and these companies being worth almost $1 trillion in market cap. But $10 billion free dollars, even to Google, is not something to sneeze at. So here's Donald Trump doing what he's supposed to do, presidential. And you know they're going to try to get after him. They want to get after him. You want me on that line. You need me on that line. And Donald Trump gets on that line every day. And you're watching an economy that is booming for it. Booming. I was looking at the sales. And I've been doing this every year since Trump became president. I've been analyzing the sales, looking at, well, you know, what's the economy doing? Consumer confidence up. When people are spending money, it's because they feel confident that they can replace it. That there's some coming in behind it. I don't know how much savings people have. I haven't analyzed it all, but I know this. They're spending like crazy. Breaking records. And so, while the left are trying to stir up trouble, bringing in, you know, invaders and caravans. Yeah, that's what they're doing. Trying to pressure the president on this stuff. While they're trying to, you know, keep a fake investigation going, not allowing Donald Trump to do what he's supposed to be doing at the economy, he's still doing it. And it bugs them. It bothers them in ways they would never tell you. But what are you going to do? Guy's still growing the economy. And he's not happy when it goes in the other direction. And closing 3 plants. But it isn't just those jobs that Trump is worried about. He's concerned about the people around those jobs. Everything that surrounds those factories. The little businesses. It's like you've got this big muscle, bicep, right? But that's not the muscle that makes you move that bicep. It's those little ones. And those little muscles, when they're strong, you can make that bicep really strong. But when those little muscles aren't strong, the muscle, the big muscle, gets weak. And that's what the town suffers. The community suffers. The county suffers. Ultimately, the state suffers. And Trump sees that. He recognizes it. It isn't what's happening today. He can absorb those jobs. He knew it was coming. They have to report that they're going to be laying people off. He knew it was coming. But you can't absorb them all the time. And he has to exert some pressure. And that's what a good president does. He doesn't tell you the new norm is. That's just the way.
That's just the way it is. We're going to lose those kind of jobs.
We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault, connect with Apple Watch, easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Let's talk for a little bit about women's issues, because I want to get into the vagina monologue here in a little bit. But let's talk about these women's issues, because it was women's issues that got me fired from Fox. The Me Too movement, a cabal of leftists that decided they would go after me because I called the women who accused Kavanaugh of being a gang rapist. I called them lying skanks. And I don't think that is bad enough, to be honest with you. And, of course, it bared me out to be true, but that's okay. Fox wants to stand on principle. Psst, keep your stinking job. I don't care. But I'm going to talk about women until I die. And there are good aspects of women, conservative women. I love you. I'll talk about you. I will exalt you, place you on a pedestal, because you deserve it. You deserve it. I'm not saying you're perfect. Oh, no, you are not. You're far from it. But you deserve to be exalted. Because let me tell you, conservative men, we are good guys, but we are far from perfect. All of us are so thankful that we have a God that overlooks all the crap that we put him through and put each other through. But all at the end of the day, conservative men and women deserve each other because we are an amazing combination. Even in the worst of times, we are an amazing combination. We fight through divorce and breakups and and all kinds of things, financial issues and all that, because we understand life, it's a temporary thing. You know, you can battle through this issue because it's happened to other people before. You understand it, and you understand it from a level of spirituality and a core value system that is unbreakable. Then there's that other side. And sometimes it takes them a while to come to the conclusion that they've been wrong about things. But they do occasionally. You're listening to Kevin Jackson. This is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Women, if in some cases, are waking up to this. There's a faction of the Me Too movement that has gone, you know what? We've taken this way too far. There's a bigger part of them that go, you know what? We're the reason for the problems that we're facing. It's us. I've met the enemy, and it is me. So the leadership of the Women's March came under fire for some of the group's most vocal supporters, including a woman who founded the group, and even actresses Alyssa Milano and Deborah Messing, you know, from Will and Grace. They've been like vocal about these people. These leaders responded to the criticism with what they called intersectionally loaded statements, blasting their critics. Earlier this year, feminist Tali Goldsheff launched the Change.org petition calling on the leadership of the Women's March. Bob Bland, Tamika Mallory, Linda Sarsour, and Carmen Perez to resign, citing their affiliation and refusal to condemn notorious racist, bigot, anti-Semite Louis Farrakhan. Many feminists refused to join the Women's March because they did not feel comfortable with the current leadership, the petition reads. Now, Women's March participants are also no longer feel represented by this organization due to the behavior of its current leadership. We, as the supporters of women's rights, donated to this organization, promoted it, went on to march once again in January of 2020 at the 2018. We refuse to march behind leaders who support an open anti-Semite. We refuse to march behind leaders who defend those affiliated with an open anti-Semite. We demand new leadership. Now, here's what's funny. I love these stories. You guys know why, too, right? My producers know. I love it when leftism eats itself. Leftism constantly eats itself, and we don't point it out. See, you've got a certain faction of women that go, oh, we don't support this faction of women because that faction of women actually doesn't even like women. Linda Sarsour, she wants Sharia law, which subjugates women. Now, she's going to be a martyr. They're going to make her life is not going to be anything close to the life of a normal Muslim woman. She's put on a pedestal. The men know we need her. We need her to recruit. So they'll pick out a group of these women who are devout Muslims, and they will convince other women that this is fine. Don't worry. It's not like you say. It's not like people say. You're going to be fine. If you come into this religion, you'll be good. Don't worry about it. You get in there and you find out, holy crap, what am I into? So they need her. It's just like Margaret Sanger needed Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson. She needed some sellouts that'll go tell black people, it's okay. Don't worry about that Negro project that's going to eradicate most of you. It's going to eradicate you in the womb. It's never going to let you be born. There'll be just enough of you to serve us. There'll be just enough women to come over and be sex slaves and be subjugated women in the practice of Islam. That'll be just enough. That's what they're looking for. So anyway, these feminists are upset because they know this. And these are anti-Semites. So not only are these people haters of other women, they're haters of Jews. And see, Hollywood is full of secular Jews. They don't care about the religious aspect, but they care about the way that the Jews are treated. They're just in general. They said the petition earned 5,000 signatures, a high-profile boost, when Milano and Messing both disavowed the Women's March. It reminds me of when Susan Sarandon made the comment, I think feminist is an old term. It doesn't need to be used anymore. See, feminist became a bad word, and it is a bad word. It is. Because, see, if you say to me, Kevin, women should be able to do whatever men do in terms of, you know, getting their promotions and earning their money and things like that, I'm all for it. I'm like, yeah, that's a human right. That's not a women's right. That's not a feminist movement. That is a human right. If you're a woman and you're an engineer and you're just as good as a man, make as much money. And so if we have to have laws to do that, I'm all for those laws. But then if it's a negotiated thing and a woman doesn't negotiate as well, I don't want men penalized for that. Women, learn how to negotiate. But don't be penalizing me because I know how to negotiate a higher salary. That's all I'm talking about. Most guys, we don't care if women can be an engineer, doctor, accountant, whatever. When I go to the doctor, it's a roll of the dice. I go and they go, well, you're going to be meeting with Dr. So-and-so. Okay, great. I go in there, it's a woman. Hold on a minute. You just wait a minute now. You better find me a man. I just go, okay, you're the one my HMO, my PPO chose. Unless it's prostate or something gynecological, I don't think most people give a crap. And for the record, if it was a female and she was checking my prostate, I would just say enjoy. what do you want me to do? I'm not going to, this woman is, she cannot look at my naughty bits. Fine. She's probably seen a bunch. So, look, that there's no such thing to me as feminism. But these people are now finally getting it. Now, look, this isn't going to solve the problem. This isn't going to fix it. Just because these two women have gone against it. Melissa Milano she's guano crazy. But it shows you the rifts. It shows you that there's no solidarity in the leftist movement. All you got to do is point it out. It was people like Laura Loomer who actually started showcasing who was leading this women's march. It got their attention. Congratulations, Laura.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi folks, it's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
A massive 7.0 earthquake strikes in Alaska. For an update, we go to Steve Strait, USA Radio News affiliate at KRUP in Anchorage.
This earthquake struck Anchorage 8:30 a.m. local time, appears to be centered 12 miles north of downtown Anchorage. This is the most severe earthquake Anchorage has seen since the great 1964 earthquake. Avalanche reports south of Anchorage, highways closed, no reports of injuries at schools. However, the schools are trying to close up and are encouraging parents to come pick their children up when it is safe to do so.
Thank you for that report, Steve. Marriott Hotels is dealing with a security breach that may affect 500 million guests. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Cyber Week. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The world follows Donald Trump. I'll repeat that. The world follows Donald Trump. I don't care what you hear in the fake media. Yeah, I call it the fake butt media. And I cleaned it up for radio. I don't care what you hear. The world pays attention to Donald Trump and they follow him. Oh, they paid attention to Barack Obama, and they looked at him as a joke. They did. Leftists, you can be mad. I don't even care. Barack Obama was a world joke. Oh, he started out as a rock star. But once the world understood they could fleece this country with that clown, they did it better than you can imagine. We had the highest trade deficit in his eight years, and we had an American history. I'm talking about by far. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're talking to. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. If you want to call us. Let me do that again. 844-551-8255. Barack Obama didn't want NATO to pay its bills. NATO, it's supposed to be the North American Treaty Organization made up of countries that all agree that we should help protect Western civilization against encroachment by whomever. And, you know, it was set up when we were fighting, all these other, the Axis power, what was it? We were the Allied and they were the Axis powers. And so we set it up to say, look, we'll all chip in and make sure everybody's protected. And you know who's been protecting everybody? The United States. And they saw it. They said, why pay the bills? America's got money. Barack Obama spends it like crazy. He'll pick it up. He'll pick up the check. Don't even reach for it. Just get T-Rex arms, alligator arms. You don't need it. So that's what we became. The suckers for the world. So whether it was trade, the new norm was couldn't bring jobs back. So, let's just get used to this. The new norm is we finance the UN, even though they never agree with us, never do the right thing. Wars on top of wars. What's supposed to not be happening because of the UN is happening. Let's still finance them. Let's finance the International Monetary Fund. Because why should other countries have to put it in when we got it? Why? Let's finance the World Bank. Who cares? It's all American money. Oh, there's a disaster in the world? Don't worry. America will take care of it. There's a skirmish in the world? Don't worry. America will send its troops. We became the suckers of the world. And Barack Obama was the biggest sucker to ever sit in the Oval Office. He loved it. He loved spreading that money around because they loved him. As long as he's giving out money, he's a popular dude. But to come in and say, no, we're going to export sanity. We're going to export excellence. No, Barack Obama wasn't going to be sane. He wanted to be liked by all these socialist countries. Hey, America, we'll just raise our taxes and give you more money. Go ahead. Build all the manufacturing plants you want. We'll come over and buy the products. Don't worry about it. Doesn't matter what the cost is. Oh, tariffs? Who cares? So what? You're trying to kill our money. You're trying to devalue the dollar. You're plotting against us in every way. No big deal. But the world understands America's got a leader. Not a chump. Not an affirmative action president. Not somebody that suffers from God syndrome, thinks he's baby black Jesus. But a businessman that looks pragmatically at every single thing that goes on that does not meet his criteria, which is make America great again and America first. So Trump is followed. He's looked at. He's observed. And countries want to do what he does. And the fake news media doesn't want to let you know that the world leaders not only look at Donald Trump, they respect him. They may not like him, but they doggone sure respect him. And let him get in the presence of him. See, the media will show you pictures where they look like they're scowling at him or whatever. When those leaders are in the presence of Donald Trump, they look like subjects. You want to know why? Because that's what they are. They're subjects. Look, I'm not trying to make America greater than any other country. I don't care what you think about your country. I think this one, the United States of America, is the greatest country that has ever created and that will ever have been on the surface of this earth. I don't believe that you can build a better country than this. That is my absolute belief. But here's what I want. I want other countries to try. If you think you can do it, go ahead. Build a better country than America. Great. That is what I want you to do. Build a better country. That's what Make America Great is, an inspiration for others to do the same. Make Poland great. Make England great. Make France great. Make them great. Make Somalia great. That's what we should be exporting. Our most precious commodity in America is we export sanity. We tell the world, this is the way the world works. It isn't do as I say, not as I do. We are diverse. We give women a chance. If you're a minority, you don't have to worry about it over here. We have a democratic republic where if you're a minority, you're represented. There's nothing you can show me other than some new buildings in Dubai or something like that where America hasn't done it and can't do it better. We can do anything we want in this country. There's nothing another country can do that we can't do. During the era of Obama, though, we exported the most insane stuff you've ever seen in your life, as opposed to providing the world with excellence. Under Obama, we followed the socialist New World Order doctrines that have led the world into chaos. Barack Obama financed the terror and the invasions that are occurring all over the world today. He is one of the singular, there's others, I'm not going to just make it him, but he is one of the main reasons why this Muslim invasion occurred all over the world, and people, their cultures are changing right before their very eyes. And because of Barack Obama and the worst leadership that has ever been demonstrated in this as president, and I'm telling you, there's some bad white dudes that sat in that Oval Office. They didn't deserve to be there. This guy's the worst. And it took President Trump to restore order. And I'm not talking about just in the United States, because so goes the United States, so goes the rest of the world. Donald Trump's policy of national sovereignty has world leaders rethinking their positions. The America First doctrine now resonates with other leaders. They no longer take this as American bravado. Because that's the way the left wants you to. They want to treat, oh, that's Donald Trump going out there telling everybody America's the best country. Which, by the way, wouldn't bother me at all. Donald Trump said, look, I don't care about your stinky little countries. America's the best country in the world. But on a diplomatic scale, probably not the best thing to do, right? But if he did it, I wouldn't be mad at him. Yeah, I mean, come on. You got to have some pride in what you do. But we don't need to be over the top. But here's the thing. Donald Trump has never made America First over the top. If the media had embraced it and said, you know what? We should put America first. I mean, we do it at the Olympics. What's wrong with that? But they didn't. Oh, look at Donald Trump. He's trying to make us so much better than everybody in the world. We can't do that. It's terrible to believe that. No, it isn't. That is the nature of things. Look, a leftist parent will take their kid to a track meet and expect everybody to get a trophy. A conservative parent takes their kid to the track meet and says, go out there and do your best. If you win, be proud that you won. Be a gracious winner. If you lose, be a gracious loser. But I want to know where you stand. I'm not putting you on a track so we can all run it. Let's just all hold arms and run the 100 meters together. I mean, that's essentially what the left wants you to believe. Let me tell you something. Usain Bolt and everybody that ran against him, they all wanted to beat him. He was determined that they wouldn't, and that was the nature of things. He didn't. I remember when he made the transition, and he says, "Now I want to run the." He was running the 200. He goes, "I want to run the 100." And they go, "Man, you're a little tall to run it." He goes, "I want to run it." He didn't want to run it so he could get it. Oh, let's just see what I can do. And you know, if I don't win, I don't win. It's no big deal. He ran it because he thought he could win it, and it changed the trajectory of his career. Now he would have been a great runner even if he only ran the 200. But to run the 100 and the 200 and hold world records in both, world record in the 4x1. And probably considered one of the best track athletes ever, he had to take that risk. He had to go out there and say, I'm going to do something different. He didn't kumbaya. And this is the way Donald Trump is. He's saying, look, you're going to put me on the track? Sorry, I'm going to win. We have a clip of him when he was on Oprah Winfrey's show. Oh, it's too long. We'll play it coming back in. But it's Donald Trump talking about running for president. This is during Oprah Winfrey, back when Oprah had, you know, a processed hair and she was on her own show. I mean, this is probably going back 30 years. But I want you to hear the way he speaks about his presidential, you know, aspirations and so on. But anyway, when we come back, we'll talk more about this Donald Trump exporting
effort. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
This sounds like political presidential talk to me. I know people have talked to you about whether or not you want to run. Would you ever?
Probably not. But I do get tired of seeing the country ripped off.
Why would you not?
I just don't think I really have the inclination to do it. I love what I'm doing. I really like it.
Also,
it
doesn't pay as well.
No. But, you know, I just probably wouldn't do it, Oprah. I probably wouldn't, but I do get tired of seeing what's happening with this country. And if it got so bad, I would never want to rule it out totally, because I really am tired of seeing what's happening with this country, how we're really making other people live like kings.
As president, you believe you'd win?
Well, I don't know. I think I'd win. I tell you what, I wouldn't go in to lose. I've never gone in to lose in my life. And if I did decide to do it, I think I'd be inclined. I would say that I would have a hell of a chance of winning, because I think people, I don't know how your audience feels, but I think people are tired of seeing the United States ripped off.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. What I love about that clip is that's Donald Trump being quintessential Donald Trump. Hasn't changed in decades. The things that he was talking about then, he's talking about now. That, my friends, is consistency. That's what you want in leadership, consistency. If you played that clip today, it sounds the same. There's nothing different. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us. 844-551-8255. Consistency. Donald Trump, we're talking about the world following this man. Leaders looking up to him. Understanding, you know what? You're right, Mr. Trump. We've been taking advantage of America for a long time. You have propped up our economy. You have propped up our military. You have propped up our people, etc. The United States has done its part. When are we going to hear that speech? When are we going to hear somebody say, you know what, guys, we're sorry. We really have. We've not done a great job of explaining to you how much you mean to the world. When have we gotten our sweet, you know, nothings whispered in our ear? America, you're amazing. We love you. No, we donate money. Donald Trump says, we donate money to people that hate us. We haven't changed their hearts and minds or anything. We just give them money. That's Barack Obama's thing. The end of that stupid era, man. I wish there are that we never made the mistake of electing a feckless, crazy person like Barack Obama. A guy who never should have sat in the Oval Office. What an idiot. And if you, look, I know there are people out there listening to this program. You voted for him the first time and then you got your sanity back. You'd be ashamed of yourselves. He was black, Kevin, and he was so cute. Kevin, oh my gosh. He might have been, but you should be ashamed. Anyway, Trump has national leaders, world leaders, rethinking their policies. They see nationalism as not some, you know, ooh, we're number one. I don't care. Look, claim you're number one and let's battle it out, because it can be a good spirited battle. It's like me and my brother. My brother and I, when we were growing up, he was older, and my goal in life was to beat him, but not in a bad way. I will never forget the day I figured out I could outrun him. We were over at the barracks, Alpha Company and football camp, and we just started jogging towards the field house where we went to go get our gear on. And we were just jogging, keeping right up with each other the way you do when you jog. And suddenly, now keep in mind, we were about a half a mile from the field house. We got about, I don't know, 300 yards or so, or, you know, meters into the thing. And suddenly the pace quickened, and it's my brother doing it. You know, he's like, okay, I'll leave you in the dust. And I just stayed right with him. Boop, boop, boop. By the time it was over, we were running. I mean, he had made it into, okay, you're still with me, you're still with me, you're still with me, and I was still with him. And by the time I saw that field house 100 meters away, I knew, you can't leave me. And I zipped right by him. And we've never talked about this, because it was one of those unwritten rules, you know, but I can tell you, my brother would remember that story, because he knows. That was the day I realized, I'm faster than you. But it was good, healthy competition for both of us. He wanted to keep me where I was, and I wanted to get past him. But it didn't like we were fighting to the death. Countries can do this too. To put your country first doesn't mean you consider yourself better. You recognize your unique culture. You want to preserve the culture where it suits your interests, and hopefully the world's interest. You know, if Morocco wants their women to wear their Sharia stuff, but you go over there and they're friendly to you and they're not trying to cut your head off, then fine, be that way. Let the world do what it does, and we'll adapt to it. And where it's cruel and inhumane, we'll fix that too. But we'll do it, you know, we'll put pressure on you to do it. We're not going to come in and beat you up. Anyway. Donald Trump has changed the world, because The previous leftist doctrines, rather, ruined the world as it relates to mass immigration, and it ruined these cultures that I'm talking about. Refugees poured out of the Middle Eastern countries and African countries and Central America, South America. They migrated where? Not to each other's countries. They migrated to Western culture, Western countries. And then these refugees, many of them illegals, changed the demographics drastically. But worse than that, they changed the political landscape. They now are occupying seats of power. Look at Minnesota. Holy cow. Muslim infiltration into Congress, etc. What's Minnesota going to look like in a decade? President Trump recognizes that far too many of these so-called refugees and these illegals, certainly in the case of America, have diminished our culture. They're not adding to our culture. They don't come here to become Americans. They come here to become wards of the American citizens as they build their little fiefdoms inside of us. They bring their cancer. Can you imagine a doctor injecting cancer into you? Well, that's what we do. They don't want to learn English, and they don't want to figure out the politics as it pertains to understanding that we have the best system of politics in the world, refined of all of the other good systems, and we made the best. No, they want to implement Sharia or something else. Who knows? Anyway, it's no longer the land of opportunity for these people. They see America as a place to take advantage of. And the same is true of these refugees pouring into Europe. This is why many of these European leaders now adopt the Trump doctrine. They are rejecting the UN's migration pact. I don't know if you guys know this, but there's a migration pact that the UN wants people to follow. And essentially it says migration is a human right. It's a human right. If you want to go to another country, that country can't reject you. It is your human right to be there. Well, it may be a human right for you to go and ask, but it's not a human right for you. It would be like saying, it's a human right for me to say, I'm going to take your car, or I'm going to occupy your home. It's a human right. You must take me in. See, here's the way. It's an easy test for a pragmatist like me. Does it work on the micro level? What I want it happening to me. So if it's a human right to invade a country and say, I don't have to tell you what I'm doing, then it's a human right to invade my home. Well, I can tell you, it isn't a human right to invade my home. It's a good way to get your butt kicked or killed. So what do you think is going to happen if you go into another country? Why is it nobody talks about this with North Korea? You get what I'm saying? Because nobody wants to go there. Why don't they talk about this in these other countries?
It's a human right. You know, you could go to Africa anytime you want and no country will get...
Yeah, really? I've been there. Don't try to cross these borders and think that they aren't going to... You're going to have to bribe your way out of it. You can get out of it, but you better have some money. They'll throw you in a jail and you will die. You will rot in that jail because people won't bring you food. Anyway, Austria. There's a list of countries... This is from a Breitbart article. Australia, Israel, and Poland are among the latest to pull out of this United Nations pact. They say the agreement is inconsistent with their nation's best interests, and the document, quote, fails to adequately distinguish between people who enter Australia illegally and those who come to Australia the right way. People are finally getting it. There's a legal system, and there's an illegal system. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu also alluded to the document's ambiguity on illegal migrants, saying, we are committed to guarding our borders against illegal migrants. This is what we have done. This is what we will continue to do. Switzerland postponing a decision on signing the deal. Countries that have pulled out, folks, the United States, the Czech Republic, vehemently arguing against this. Australia, Hungary. I looked at all the countries, Slovakia. Bavaria is saying we're out. Poland withdrawing. Australia. I did an article about it. Go check it out. Trump is what the doctrine these people are following.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.